Вы слушаете подкаст программ «Английский язык» по радио русской службы BBC. Подробнее об аудиопрограммах BBC, доступных для бесплатного скачивания и подкастинга, и правилах пользования на нашем веб-сайте bbcrussian.com.
English anyway. English anyway. Yes, English anyway at all.
Английский на всякий случай. Сегодняшняя программа о путешественниках и о том, что им нужно говорить, когда они возвращаются, скажем, из отпуска домой. Этим займутся Анна, Кит, Майк и Мэгги.
It's English anyway.
That's why I'm here.
That's why I'm here.
And that's why I'm here.
Yes, that's why we're here.
That
is why
we
are here. It's English anyway.
I've just been to China.
I've just been to India.
I've just been to Egypt.
And I've just been to Indonesia.
Been to.
Just.
Just been to.
Have.
Have just been to.
We have just been to.
China.
India.
Egypt.
And Indonesia.
But we're here now.
Because this is English anyway.
And that's why we're here.
I've just been in India for 2 weeks.
What were you doing in India?
I was visiting museums. I'm interested in Indian museums.
Interested in.
What is he doing here? What was he doing in India?
I've just been in Egypt for a fortnight.
A fortnight is 2 weeks.
A fortnight.
What were you doing in Egypt?
I was visiting Alexandria. I'm very interested in Alexandria.
Interested in.
What is he doing here? What was he doing in Egypt?
I've just been in China for 3 weeks.
What were you doing in China?
I was visiting universities. I'm very interested in Chinese universities.
Interested in.
What is she doing here? What was she doing in China?
I've just been in Indonesia for 10 days.
What were you doing in Indonesia?
I was visiting radio stations. I'm very interested in Indonesian radio.
Interested in.
What is he doing here? What was he doing in Indonesia?
Они побывали в разных местах, потому что их интересуют разные вещи. Обратите внимание, что been to или been in часто пользуются в значении посещать, побывать.
BBC English by Radio announce that been to often means visited. Have you been to China? Have you visited China? Been to often means visited. Thank you.
А вот наш сегодняшний гость. Он богач, коллекционирующий дворцы.
I've just been in China for 2 weeks.
China?
I've just been there for 2 weeks.
What were you doing in China?
I'm very interested in palaces.
Ah, I love palaces.
I collect them.
Are you a king?
No, no. Some people collect stamps. I collect palaces.
Are there any palaces in China?
Yes, there are.
There aren't any kings or queens.
But there are some beautiful palaces. I was hoping to buy the Taj Mahal.
The Taj Mahal isn't in China.
No.
The Taj Mahal is in India.
That explains why they wouldn't sell it.
Anyway, the Taj Mahal is a beautiful palace.
That's the important thing.
If you're interested in palaces, there are some fine palaces in this country.
Well, that's why I'm here. I'm hoping to buy Buckingham Palace.
Oh, you can't buy Buckingham Palace.
I'm a very rich man.
The Queen lives there.
Ah, it isn't for sale.
No. Hampton Court is worth visiting.
Hampton Court?
And Kensington Palace and St. James's Palace. They're worth visiting.
Thank you. That's very useful.
But they aren't for sale.
Oh. I was hoping to buy one or two British palaces. Ah, what about the Elysee Palace?
The Elysee Palace isn't a British palace.
No?
It's in Paris. It's French.
Anyway, the Elysee is a beautiful palace.
That's the important thing.
He's very interested in palaces. He isn't a king, but he collects them. He's hoping to buy a palace or two. He isn't a king, but he collects them.
Сказ о как будто очень невежественном путешественнике. Кит собирается рассказать, что такое collector.
Yes, now, a stamp collector is a person who collects stamps.
I'm a person who collects stamps.
You're a stamp collector.
A record collector is a person who collects records.
I'm a person who collects records.
You're a record collector.
A book collector is a person who collects books.
I'm a person who collects books.
You're a book collector.
A stamp collector, a record collector, a book collector.
I collect stamps.
I collect books.
I collect records.
Collectors collect things, and people collect many things.
I'm hoping to buy an interesting record today.
Hoping to buy.
I'm hoping to buy an interesting stamp tomorrow.
Hoping to buy.
I'm hoping to buy an interesting book next week.
Hoping to buy.
Hoping to find.
Hoping to get.
Hoping to visit.
Hoping to see.
Hoping to buy.
Hoping to.
По-английски hope сопровождается глаголом в инфинитиве. Что касается слова worth, стоит, стоит пойти, стоит посмотреть, то глагол после этого в инфинитиве не употребляется.
Anna?
Yes?
Is China worth visiting?
Worth visiting.
Oh, yes.
I'm hoping to go there soon.
McGee?
Yes?
Is Egypt worth visiting?
Worth visiting.
Oh, yes.
I'm hoping to go there soon.
Mike?
Yes?
Is India worth visiting?
Worth visiting.
Oh, yes.
I'm hoping to go there soon.
Keith?
Yes?
Is Indonesia worth visiting?
Worth visiting.
Yes.
I'm hoping to go there soon.
Far India, China, Egypt, Indonesia, worth visiting. We're hoping to go there soon.
BBC English by Radio point out that we say hope to go, but worth going. We say hope to buy, but worth buying. We say hope to visit, but worth visiting. Thank you.
А вот и наша сценка. На этот раз путешественник коллекционирует горы.
I've just been in China for 2 weeks.
China?
Hmm. Just been there for 2 weeks.
What were you doing in China?
I'm very interested in mountains.
Oh, I love mountains.
I collect them.
Are you a mountaineer?
No, no. Some people collect stamps. I collect mountains.
Are there any mountains in China?
Yes, there are.
Are there any mountaineers?
Yes, there are. There are some fine mountaineers. I was hoping to buy Mount Everest.
But Mount Everest isn't in China.
No.
Mount Everest is in Nepal.
That explains why they wouldn't sell it.
Anyway, Mount Everest's a beautiful mountain.
That's the important thing.
If you're interested in mountains, there are some fine mountains in this country.
Well, that's why I'm here. I'm hoping to buy Ben Nevis.
You can't buy Ben Nevis.
I'm a very rich man.
It isn't for sale.
Oh.
Snowdonia's worth visiting.
Snowdonia.
Snowdonia, Snaefell and the Chilterns are worth visiting.
Thank you. That's very useful.
But they aren't for sale.
Oh. I was hoping to buy one or two British mountains. What about Mount Vesuvius?
Mount Vesuvius isn't a British mountain.
No?
It's Italian. It's in Italy.
Anyway, Vesuvius is a beautiful mountain.
That's the important thing.
He's very interested in mountains. He isn't a king, but he collects them. He's hoping to buy a mountain or two. He isn't a king, but he collects them.
А сейчас наши английские друзья-актеры попытаются купить различные предметы одежды, которые носит Кит. Обратите внимание на реплику «Я полагаю, это объясняет, почему он не продает».
Now, I was hoping to buy Keith's trousers.
What?
I was hoping to buy Keith's trousers.
Why?
I collect trousers.
You collect records.
I also collect trousers.
But he's wearing them.
I expect that explains why he wouldn't sell them.
Hmm.
I expect...
That explains...
Why he...
Wouldn't...
Sell them.
I expect that explains why he wouldn't sell them. I expect that explains why he wouldn't sell.
You're quite right. I wouldn't sell them because I'm wearing them. That was my reason.
In my opinion, they aren't worth buying.
Thank you. That's very useful.
I was hoping to buy his shirt.
Whose?
Keith's. I collect shirts.
You collect books.
I also collect shirts.
But he's wearing it.
I expect that explains why he wouldn't sell it.
Hmm.
I expect...
That explains...
Why he...
Wouldn't...
Sell it.
I expect that explains why he wouldn't sell it. I expect that explains why he wouldn't sell.
You're quite right. I wouldn't sell it because I'm wearing it. That was my reason.
In my opinion, it isn't worth buying.
Thank you. That's very useful.
I was hoping to buy Keith's shoes.
His what?
His shoes.
Why?
I collect shoes.
You collect stamps.
I also collect shoes.
But he's wearing them.
I expect that explains why he wouldn't sell them.
Hmm.
I expect...
That explains...
Why he...
Wouldn't...
Sell them.
I expect that explains why he wouldn't sell them. I expect that explains why he wouldn't sell.
You're quite right. I wouldn't sell them because I'm wearing them. That was my reason.
In my opinion, they aren't worth buying.
Thank you. That's very useful.
BBC English by Radio remind you that would is the past of will, and that wouldn't is the past of won't. He won't sell them. He wouldn't sell them. Thank you.
А теперь наш богатый знакомец пытается коллекционировать города.
I've just been in China for 2 weeks.
China?
I've just been there for 2 weeks.
What were you doing in China?
I'm very interested in cities.
Ah, I love cities.
I collect them.
Are you a tycoon?
Yes, yes. Some people collect stamps. I collect cities.
Are there many cities in China?
Yes, there are. There are some fine cities. I was hoping to buy New Delhi.
New Delhi isn't in China.
No?
New Delhi is in India.
That explains why they wouldn't sell it.
Anyway, New Delhi is a beautiful city.
And that's the important thing.
If you're interested in cities, there are some fine cities in this country.
That's why I'm here. I'm hoping to buy London.
You can't buy London.
I'm a very rich man.
It isn't for sale.
Oh.
No, but Manchester is worth visiting.
Manchester?
Yes. Edinburgh, Cardiff, Belfast and Birmingham are also worth visiting.
Thank you. That's very useful.
But they aren't for sale.
Oh. I was hoping to buy one or two British cities. What about Peking?
Peking isn't a British city.
No?
It's in China. It's a Chinese city.
I've just been there for 2 weeks.
It's a beautiful city.
Yes. That's the important thing.
He's very interested in cities. He isn't a king, but he collects them. He's hoping to buy a city or two. He isn't a king, but he collects them.
Наша программа подошла к концу. Закончилась сегодня и вся серия программ английского «На всякий случай». Я надеюсь, эти уроки помогли вам в освоении английского языка. Всего доброго!
English fast, English low, English anyway. English high, English low, English anyway. English you can learn.
Другие обучающие программы по английскому языку на нашем веб-сайте bbcrussian.com.
English anyway.